I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
In celebration of opening day, we've got a special episode of the Moth Podcast for you. The theme is baseball and the surprising ways it connects people.
I gaze out at the players on the field, and then I look over at my dad, and I realize that in the silence between us that something has changed. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Two stories about baseball, family, and so much more. The episode's available right now. Subscribe to the Moth Podcast to make sure you hear it.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
You didn't get bored by baseball.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
3-1 pitch, swinging a high drive right field. This one's belted. Moniak back to the warning track, jumps at the wall. This one's gone! David Hamilton with his first big league big fly.
I hope everybody is having a great day. A great day, a great week, a great month. Had a great weekend, all of it. We're going to do our best at Baseball Isn't Boring and keep it going. Keep the good vibes going. At BB Isn't Boring, at BB Isn't Boring. Twitter, X, Instagram, whatever you want. T-shirts, subscribe to the podcast. I was at a college baseball game handing out Baseball Isn't Boring stickers. And spoiler alert, they liked them. People liked them. Little kids, college kids, old people, it didn't make a difference. They like the message, they like the stickers, they like it all. So we're going to keep it coming. By the way, home run call of the day is David Hamilton going deep for his first major league home run. Tyler Murray with a call. One of the first home run calls of a broadcaster's career, major league career, comes on the first major league home run for David Hamilton. Congratulations to both David and Tyler. Excellent, excellent job. All right. Well, we figured there's no better way to kick off a week, any week at all in the entire calendar year, than just to catch up with the Godfather. The Godfather, Joe Kelly. Joe Kelly, Los Angeles Dodgers. Joe Kelly, co-author of A Damn Near Perfect Game. Joe Kelly, the person who launched the Baseball Isn't Boring campaign. So, it's always a good time when I'm catching up with Joe, as you're going to hear. I'm in my car. He's in, he was in Chicago, in a hotel room. Doesn't make a difference. The sparks are flying. The chemistry is off the charts. The laughs are aplenty. All the above. All right. Like I said, subscribe. Here you go. The best person to kick off your weekend in the entire podcast world, not even a question, the Godfather Joe Kelly.
All right. When I said there's nobody I'd rather talk to on this planet, on the podcast, a lot of times I mean
Joe Biden?
Joe. No, I wouldn't. If Joe Kelly, if you could talk to anybody, if you and you've already documented what podcast you want to do when you retire, which I was actually just talking to somebody about at dinner, about because someone asked me, say, hey, what does Joe want to do after he retires? And we were saying, oh, well, it's funny you mentioned that. We were having this conversation about the podcast that he wants to do under the Baseballs and Boring umbrella, and that is serial killers. But if you could...
It's not necessarily serial killers, bro.
Well, what is it?
You keep messing it up.
Okay.
It's the most dangerous people to ever live.
Okay.
Pretty much.
All right.
Any aspect.
The most... They have to be alive to be on the podcast.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
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 So who would be the top of the list? Like, if you could say... So this is, leads me to my question, is that what I say, there's nobody I'd rather have on the podcast than you, Joe Kelly... Like, I mean it, but for you, it wouldn't be Rob Bradford. It would be who?
Man, well, if I'm going off my most dangerous podcast, I guess I'd have to go get El Chapo.
El Chapo.
Yeah.
What
question?
I think
questions? He would be guest number one.
Okay. Here you go. Because much like I did when I sat down with Mookie Betts about his world of podcasting, I'm preparing you for the future. I'm El Chapo.
Yes.
What are you asking? What are you sitting down? What are you asking?
When is the next? What day in the near future are we breaking out of this place? Because you know he gets break. People try to break him out all the time, and he's been successful. But like, hey, what did they tell you? Like, what's the day going to be? Which day are you getting broken out of this place?
Okay. All right. He's not going to.
Or are you having fun? You like it here?
In jail.
For sure. He's living the life in there.
Okay.
He's like in one of those Martha Stewart ones, I bet.
Okay. Okay. We know that he's not going to answer when he's breaking out. He might answer if he likes it here. But
yeah.
What is the question you have to ask him about his, like, his existence? Like, because that's why you want to get into the podcast world.
Oh, of course.
Which is like the mindset, right?
Yeah, I would ask him what's the next closest exhilarating thing besides shooting people and being the head of the cartel and selling drugs is, and it might be nothing, and that's probably why he does that for a living. You know, that might be his vice. You know, my vice is throwing a baseball really hard and eating fast food, and his might be, you know, it might have been skateboarding a long time ago, and now he's like, you know what, I'm done with that. Time to sell drugs and try to make a ton of money. Like, there's got to be a reason why, you know what I mean? Like, does he love the adrenaline rush? Like, he's addicted to one of those things.
It's the dopamine.
100%.
Right?
But, like, I would ask him, like, what's the next closest thing? And if he doesn't have an answer, then that's why he's the best. Well, obviously, he's caught, but that's why he's the most famous, you know, one of the most famous to do it. He's good at his job. You know, he finally got caught, but he was goaded. Hey, don't let that guy rob you coming up on you. See that? Someone's sneaking up behind you.
There's a lot going on.
By the way, for everyone out there, Rob Bradford is not handicapped, and it appears to me that there's a sign right there that is that handicapped parking, Rob?
I am sitting.
True or false? Are you parking in a handicapped spot without having a placard?
No. Here's the reality of it. So I'm literally parked outside Fenway Park. I drove all the way into Boston to set the scene. Said this is where Joe Kelly used to pitch.
That's where I moved to the bullpen.
I'm going to get to that in a second. By the way, your record was just tied. So I'm sitting outside Fenway Park in my car, and I'm at a handicap spot technically, but it's only a handicap spot during the games. So you know where I'm parked. Yeah,
I don't
know
think you can pick and choose when you're handicapped or not.
Hey, all I know is that I've been parked here for 2 hours and I don't have a ticket. So that suggests. So, Joe, your record, you came up in the press notes the other day. Most consecutive innings scoreless.
Really?
Remember this?
Since when?
Chris Martin tied you. So I think it was like 2017.
Okay. How many innings did I have?
23
scoreless?
Yeah.
I could go for one of those right now. That sounds great. I'll take half. How about half? You know,
you're on your way.
I was a lot younger. You know, I started off last one, the scoreless, thank God. I was about to retire if that didn't happen. But yeah, let's go for half and, you know, let's baby steps. So Chris Martin, wow, that's awesome. He's a good pitcher, man.
I mean, the fact that you come up in
one for the old guys.
Press notes still, 2017, like who would have known? It's like, it is like a feather in your cap. I think that one thing that we know to be sure in baseball is that, yeah, you know, okay, you had a shitty outing the other day, whatever, right? Correct?
Of course, yeah.
Right? Okay. But what's certain in baseball is that now that you're going to go on like this stretch of insane scoreless innings and strikeouts and everything else, like this is like as sun comes up in the, where's the sun come up? In the east.
And it sets over by me in California.
It sets out in California. This has happened. I was honestly like talking to, I'm not going to say I was talking to the chief baseball officer of the Red Sox about this, but I was talking to the chief baseball officer of the Red Sox about this, who you used to play with, Greg Breslow.
And he said Joe Kelly does it every year.
He does it. That's what he said. He said he does it every year.
I tried not to this year. It's so hard. Gosh dang it. But hey, it literally happens. You know, remember that one opening day? We all know.
The opening day 2018.
Yeah. Sorry, Chris. Christopher Sale.
The thing is that you get in the record books for most consecutive innings, but it kills your ERA. Like ERA for relief pitchers doesn't make a difference. FIP.
FIP. FIP, baby. FIP. Strikeouts, batting average, slug. ERA needs to be thrown out the window.
Well, especially for relief pitchers, let's be honest.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I could throw 23 scoreless and probably still be at a 3. You know what I mean? It's giving up 4 earned in like an inning is not ideal as a reliever. But you can't go off that. You got to go off of like outings, how many like you do your job. You know what I mean? Like one that skews it.
How do you – I don't think I've ever asked you this.
What is it?
But how do you go from – like you had a like whatever a shitty outing the other day and then you have a really good outing. Like how do you go from that to that? Like what's the difference?
One is strikes. Number two is, you know, mechanics. And number three is luck, I think. You know, there's times where I feel bad multiple times like with my mechanics and with – you know, what I'm throwing that day, and I could strike out one or two hitters. I mean, even last outing, you know, I was upset. Like, I should never be upset about throwing a scoreless with two strikeouts, right? But, you know, I'm searching for my leg kick. You know, my leg kick feels like, you know, I am pitching with an eye patch and a pirate on my right shoulder. Like, it's like I have one leg. But It will come. You know,
Hold on. What the fuck are you talking about?
I have one leg. Like my leg kick feels like I don't have a leg. Like I don't know where it is in my mechanics. Like it just feels lost. Like is it too high? Is it too far away from my body? Is it too low? So that's what it means. I'm a peg leg pirate.
Okay.
I would like for you to do some deductive reasoning and understand that people with one eye patch, a parrot, and a wood leg are pirates. If you didn't know.
You know, I
you ever seen Captain Hook? I should have said one arm too. But that would have gave it away.
Yeah, I get. So you're working on with a one leg with a wooden leg.
That's what I feel like. I just felt lost. But I mean, I was on a roll in spring training. Obviously, no excuses. But you know, we went to Korea. You know, I think I. 6 days in between outing here, 6 days in between outing there. So the rhythm was kind of off, but you know, the good thing is my body feels great and I'd rather fight, you know, trying to find mechanics and, you know, fight health. So that's a blessing.
So I told you, I warn you.
What'd you warn me?
I tried to give you my years of experience of going to Asia. And yeah. I said, this is what you're going to feel like when you get back. You're going to feel shitty. It's because you get used to the time zone, whatever. How was your trip to Korea?
I loved Korea. I thought it was a great city. The people were friendly, respectful. Other than, you know, 16-hour difference, you know, I had a great time. You know, it was tough in the beginning to get used to, and it was tough in the beginning to get used to back home. But Korea overall was a fun experience. You know, I wouldn't say I would never go back because I like the city so much. It's just a long flight from California. Like, yeah. If I lived in Hawaii, where it's a little bit closer or somewhere, you know, I would like to take Ashley there.
What did you take?
I didn't do as much sightseeing. I went by myself.
Yeah. Well,
I took my team, baby, the Dodgers.
Did you wear your baseballs and boring Japanese shirt?
Yeah, of course. I wear it every day.
No, I know you do.
But so why'd you ask that?
Did you wear it in Korea though?
Oh yeah.
Did anyone ask you about it? Give me your best reaction to the T-shirt.
Do you know what that says? That's everyone always says. I'm like, I hope it doesn't say, like, you know, I like to touch freaky things. I hope it says baseball isn't boring.
It does say baseball isn't boring.
It says I love Rob Bradford in the shower.
You own the company. I mean, you own the company.
I am the CEO.
Yeah, you're the CEO of Baseball Isn't Boring. So I appreciate you wear that, and I appreciate, and like, I'm happy you came away from Korea well, because, like, again, it kicked the shit out of me when I came back from Japan. Not that I have to pitch, but like, I'm gonna give you a pass on that one outing. I'll say
no more passes.
With no more passes?
No more passes. Just one.
All right. Well, I'm just telling you.
So, everyone else on the team figured out pretty quick, though. We've been playing some good baseball.
Yeah. Well, that's another question I want to ask. Is that it's like the shock and awe Dodgers. You went through spring training. Here's my takeaway from the Dodgers so far this year. Is that you guys can have all this stuff happen, whatever, injuries or whatever. It just feels like you're going to win. Like, yeah, sure, you lose, but you're going to win the next three. You know, have you?
Absolutely.
I don't know. Is that how it feels like being on the Dodgers?
It really does. It's almost like the loss, like a loss is, you know, it's almost like you just delete it. Like you just delete a message in your phone. Like, and it's almost like you don't really dwell on it because it doesn't happen very often. You just go out and, you know, you don't like talk about it. You just expect to win, and you feel like you're going to win literally every single game. It's more surprising when you don't, to me.
Yeah.
And even when we lose, we you know, find a way to fight back, make it close. You know what I mean? Or it's always like there's always a chance that we have at some point in the game.
Does it feel even more dominant than the year that, you know, that I was covering you, 2018? Like, you guys won 118 games, but this feels different. This feels like from the get-go.
Yeah, this feels from the get-go, for sure. Just because obviously the players that were signed and the team that was already there. This feels like from the get-go, it should say 118 wins. You know what I mean? The Red Sox team didn't say 118 wins. They're like, all right, we have a great team. But like, we kind of just went out there and did that. It's not like it was like scripted in, like you have to win 118 games. Like for the Dodgers, like if you don't win that many games, like you're like, well, you know what I mean?
Has there been anything surprising about it?
About what?
I don't know. Being on the Dodgers this year.
No, I mean, it feels like every other Dodger year, just because, you know, that's where I'm from.
It does?
It feels normal to me. Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
It's of course,
like,
it does.
There's a massive amount of, like, you have Yamamoto, you have Itani, you have expectations. It doesn't feel every Dodgers year.
For me, 100%.
All right. I mean, I can't tell you how you feel.
For you, no. Obviously, that's why you brought it up.
Well, because it's
because you're a fan.
What?
I don't know how players.
Easy.
You're not a fan. Your job. You're Rob Bradford, number one Dodger fan.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's you have pleaded for me to go out to Los Angeles to live there and to cover the team.
Remote, you can work wherever, man.
I know, but I'm kind of feeling like it's creeping towards that.
right when you come, I'm leaving.
Oh, really? Is that true?
No.
No, it's we're putting up the brick and mortar. We're putting up the brick and mortar baseball isn't boring. Are you kidding me? So another thing is, if here's a stupid wacky question I want to ask.
Okay.
If you caught Ohtani's first home run ball as a Dodger, what would you ask for? A Porsche?
Too late. For me? Oh, wow. That's a good question.
Yeah, thank you.
Because
you know the whole deal with, like, he hit the home run.
Lifetime hitting lessons for Knox.
Oh.
Did you just hit your belly with your clap?
No.
I thought you lost weight, bud.
You don't understand.
It's hard with those pecs, huh? They're tight. You did some bench press.
I don't think you understand my delts. My delts never retire.
It's like that Hercules.
So,
I like your excitement, though. Yeah, lifetime hitting lessons for Knox, you know?
So,
and if he doesn't want baseball, then Ohtani better learn how to throw football. Lifetime football lessons. I don't know.
You're in the bleachers. You catch the ball. They come running up to you and say, I don't want to sign ball. I don't want to sign bat. I want lifetime hitting coaches, hitting instructions.
Yeah, I'm not going to abuse it, you know, whenever he needs it. It's not like you got to be like a weekly thing, but, you know, when you're feeling a little off, a little, nice little hitting lessons. Via Zoom or in person, just doesn't matter.
Why didn't you think of that the first time? Like, you had your chance. Like, you had your chance to get that the first time.
I didn't ask for anything.
Well, you kind of did.
No, I asked for absolutely nothing.
Well, I mean, technically you asked, but initially you did.
As a joke. Yeah, I wanted nothing. And plus, it wasn't even my gift. It was for Ash. That's way better. Right.
But you could have, for your son, you could have had a hitting instruction.
Yeah, at that point, Knox wasn't really into baseball either.
So if you're going to say that, then you must admire Shohei Ohtani's hitting regimen.
I love his mechanics, yeah. And he works hard.
Why? Tell me.
Because for his size, I think his shoulder hip separation and his ability to rotate is second to none. Obviously, that's why he got paid that way. But I think, you know, the way he could rotate, a rotational athlete, and for how big he is and how coordinated he is, it's really hard to do.
Yeah. So he's better than you thought.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Well, I mean, I knew he was great, but like watching the way his body moves, like, you know, he's fast. Like, he's just super athletic. I didn't realize that playing across the field from him.
Yeah. And
for a big guy, it's hard to do. You know, it's hard to control your body, like when you're that big.
Oh, yeah.
And he controls his body really well.
Wait till he starts pitching. Holy mackerel. It's going to be great.
Yeah. I'll be watching, maybe on TV.
Ooh. Ooh, you heard
I love saying it. I love it. You've heard it here first a million times.
I can't wait
till I'm playing for the next 5 years.
No. I can't wait till you start podcasting full time.
Not with you.
Who was it that had some thing? It was like, oh, I know what it was. I sent it to you.
What?
The Angels. The Angels broadcast.
What was it?
You didn't see it? The Angels probably, you got into the game against the Angels, and Wayne Randazzo, the broadcaster, started waxing poetic about the Baseballs and Boring podcast hosted by Joe Kelly.
He knows.
Well, he knows who owns it.
Yeah. He knows who the big guy is.
Yeah. He knows the straw that serves the drink. So, well, okay, so Ohtani, but how about Yamamoto? Tell me about Yamamoto. Besides the, like, was he was pissed off that you revealed his nickname?
What do you want to know about him?
No, I don't know. Is he good?
He's really good.
All right.
Yeah, he's great. He's got good command, you know.
Did you try?
He's what?
Did you try to teach him anything?
Yamamoto?
Yeah.
No. Yamamoto's his own guy. You know, he's throwing those javelins, working on his mechanics.
Have you thrown the javelin?
No, it's that little plastic one. I try to refrain.
Why?
I just feel like I'd take it to the next level. I just try to make it into a throwing competition. And I don't need that.
Well, the fact is that like it's you know, when I saw you in Arizona, it was we had a great podcast with Pitching Ninja, Codify Guy, Blake Trinan. Is he okay?
He's doing better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a great podcast.
Hit with a ball right there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Wow. And you know, and everything was optimistic. So, I mean, I just look at it as if I'm going to make the commitment to move out there, which
I want to be part of a winner, right?
Yeah. I don't want to not move out there and you guys sucking. I don't want it to move out there and all of a sudden they're painting over the mural of Joe Kelly in the outfield. Right? So
you got to take chances, Rob.
Why? No?
What do you mean, no what?
Okay. Well, okay. What is this bus?
You're about to get rear-ended by the shuttle.
No, it's like a team bus.
It's a Fenway Park shuttle, it said.
Oh, no, they aren't. They're
roll your window down. Look, everybody, it's Rob Bradford.
Hey, you want to say hi to the former manager? There you go. All right, a couple of last questions, baseball-related. Did you see the slide by Rhys Hockins into Jeff McNeil?
I did on MLB Network.
All right. So you had the impetus for the Tyler Austin brouhaha was the Brock Holt slide. Tell me your thoughts on that. Tell me the thoughts on that slide.
On the slide?
On the Rhys Hockins slide.
Did he get ejected?
No.
Well, then he didn't break the rule, right?
All right. Okay. That's it.
I mean, I feel like if it was like that bad, the umpire would have saw it.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. All right. Good take.
Great take.
Yeah. All right. And then the next thing is the biggest
hop. Are you nervous to get pulled over right now? You keep looking over your shoulder.
No, I'm just looking around. I got my head on a swivel.
You do. You never know. Boston's getting tough.
What is, you got to get good memories from the street? Like any, like here, we're here. We're outside Fenway Park. Place that Joe Kelly drove into every day. Boom. Right there. Taking a right.
Yeah. No, I don't know exactly where you're at. You told me before, but is that where the stage goes?
What?
Is that where the stage goes? The stage, the TV stage?
No, yes, right there.
Yeah. And that's, you're right by the hamburger place.
Yeah, In-N-Out Burger. Not In-N-Out. No. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. After road trips come home at super late, that was open. I would always walk over there.
Yeah. It's, they're gone.
Tasty Burger.
They moved over there. I just came from the Yard House.
Of course you did.
Yeah. So, yeah. But you know who doesn't have restaurants around their park is Oakland. Give me your favorite Oakland Coliseum.
Oh, Oakland. I'm going to miss that place, I think.
Are you?
Yeah. My favorite thing about Oakland is they do have good pre- and post-game food. It's because they bring In-N-Out to the clubhouse. That's about the best thing you have at Oakland.
But you have to eat in front of the media.
That's fine. That's not a problem.
All right. So Oakland's like, you know what? I classify Oakland as like a CVS that's going out of business. They are restocking the shelves.
They're slowly giving up, I think.
They're slowly giving up.
It's like Blockbuster. Like they knew, like they knew it was coming. They knew it was, they saw the writing on the wall. They're like, Netflix is here. Let's just try to sell what we can.
So you are going to miss Oakland? Well, what would you think if you had to play, if you, Joe Kelly, like godfather of the Baseballs and Boring podcast and cause. And by the way, Joe, I'm going to tell you off the air about big news.
Okay.
All right, with the baseball is a boring thing. But if you, Joe Kelly, had to go say, oh, you got to go play in Sacramento in front of whatever, in a minor league stadium, would you care?
I'm not playing. Heck no.
No.
Why? Who? What free agents would be like, yeah, sweet, let's go. You know what I mean? I don't think anyone's going to be like, absolutely. There's no chance. No. Why would you want to do that?
No, well, nobody wants to do.
I mean, they don't do extensions anyways, but I think it would be even harder. Like, if they try to extend someone, like, today.
But okay, let's spin it forward for 4 years. Would you play in Vegas?
Me, myself?
Yeah, no. When you're throwing 100 miles an hour at the age of 40.
I won't, but I'm sure more people will be inclined to play in a new stadium, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you play anywhere else but Los Angeles?
As of today, the way I'm feeling, probably not.
I don't understand the way you're feeling.
Like where I'm at with my mental right now, like where I want to be, I want to be home. No.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
All right. All right, that's fair. All right. Well, good, because I'm moving out there. Brick and mortar baseball isn't boring. You got any questions for me? Don't say no.
No.
Because no,
I have zero questions for you.
Don't say no. Don't say no.
I have nothing I want to learn from you.
Why? Why?
How's the basketball team going? You guys practicing? What do we got?
No. Season's done.
Oh, jeez. No. What are you going to do, by the way, if you move out? You're not going to find a way to coach somewhere?
No, this is my...
Maybe you could go, hey, I don't wanna... talk to the Netflix guy there right now and say you want to go to East LA City College and kind of help out a little bit.
So the Netflix, this is the same Netflix crew that did Last Chance U. Did you see that on Netflix?
Yeah, East LA.
Right.
Basketball.
Same crew. Same crew.
He's got an in. Tell him you want to coach.
I did that. Did you watch? So you watched that series?
I loved it.
So you know when they go on the retreat and they say,
yeah, yes,
imitate your coach?
Yeah.
I did that with my team.
I like it.
Yeah. They were off.
But did you guys go into the woods? Did you go to a cabin?
No.
So you just made them imitate them.
Did you imitate? You're part of my team, Joe. Imitate Coach Bradford.
Oh. This is all you would have to do. Someone says something? Huh? What? Oh. Huh? You can't hear. You're losing your hearing. It's always a huh? That's you. That's your best coaching ability right there. Someone, hey, coach, hey, huh? And you got to lean in a little bit like that. You got to lean in with the head.
Really?
Your head goes first. Your body doesn't like lean in. You know, you go head and then you lean in.
That's all I am.
I haven't seen you coach, but that I could imitate that.
No, that's all. That's how you view me, as the deaf guy.
You're not deaf. You're just hard of hearing.
I just want to make sure I'm hearing right. All right. Well, so there's nothing else you got for me? Nothing else in Dodger world? Everything's good into the Dodger world?
Everything's great.
Yeah? Well, that's great. That's super. And, So, well, again, if I'm moving out there, this is what this podcast is for, which is I want to make sure that everything's all right before I move out there.
Everything's all right. Pull the trigger, buddy.
Is your house done?
That's not all right.
It's not.
It's close. End of the month. I tell you that for like every time.
Do you have a guest house?
Ooh, big, it's a one room. What do they call them now? Mother-in-law suites?
Yeah.
It's taken, but you could come hang out in the 909, you all know? Right.
Kenley has already offered it up, his $8.5 million house.
Oh, for free?
Well, I mean, there must be a room in there somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next to his guitar or something.
Yeah. All right. I remember that. All right. We solved a lot of the world's problems. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.